All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into stupidity. And you know what's funny? Just acknowledging it as something we all struggle with makes it less intimidating. It's like, okay, I'm not alone in this.
That's such a key insight, because when we approach this with a sense of judgment or shame, it actually shuts down our ability to learn and grow. But when we acknowledge our own fallibility, it creates space for curiosity, for asking why, instead of just pointing fingers.
So it's like instead of trying to win a fight against stupidity, we're shifting our focus to building up our own resistance to it. Kind of like training for a mental marathon instead of prepping for a boxing match.
I love that analogy. And just like with physical training, there are specific exercises we can do to strengthen those mental immunity muscles.
Okay, I'm all ears. Give us the workout plan. What are some actionable steps our listener can take starting today to become less susceptible to stupidity?
Well, we've touched on a few of these already, but it's worth diving a bit deeper. First, let's revisit critical thinking. This isn't just a skill you learn in school and then check off the list.
Right.
It's a practice, a habit of mind that we need to be actively cultivating throughout our lives.
So how do we do that? I mean, it's easy to say think critically, but what does that actually look like in everyday life?
It starts with being more aware of the information we're consuming, not just passively absorbing whatever comes across our screens, but actively engaging with it. Asking questions like, where's this information coming from? What's the source's reputation? Is there any evidence to support these claims? Do other credible sources say the same thing?
And this is especially important online, right? Where anyone can publish anything, and algorithms are designed to keep us hooked, not necessarily informed.
Exactly. We have to be extra vigilant in those online spaces. And one of the most effective tools in our critical thinking arsenal is skepticism. But not the cynical, knee-jerk kind. More like a healthy dose of doubt. A willingness to question things that seem too good to be true or that play into our existing biases.
I think that ties into another point you made earlier. Intellectual humility, which, if I'm being honest, is something I personally struggle with. It's tough to admit when I'm wrong or that I don't know something.
It is. Our egos don't love being wrong, but that's precisely why intellectual humility is such a powerful antidote to stupidity. Because when we're open to the possibility of being wrong, we're also open to learning, to changing our minds, to expanding our understanding of the world.
It's like creating that space for new information to come in instead of just clinging to what we already believe.
Exactly. And one of the best ways to challenge those existing beliefs and expand our perspectives is to actively seek out diverse viewpoints. Get outside of those echo chambers and filter bubbles that just reinforce what we already think.
So concretely, what does that look like? Should we be following people on social media who we disagree with, reading books that challenge our worldview?
Absolutely. It can be uncomfortable for sure, but it's also incredibly valuable because it helps us develop empathy to understand where other people are coming from, even if we don't ultimately agree with them.
And that's something we could all use a bit more of these days, right? More empathy, less judgment.
Couldn't agree more. And it's not just about individual actions. We also need to be thinking about the systems and structures that shape our thinking, that can either amplify or mitigate the spread of stupidity.
So back to the media again, then. We talked about being discerning consumers of information, but what about the producers of that information?
Right. This is where the role of responsible, ethical journalism becomes absolutely crucial. We need media outlets that prioritize truth and accuracy over sensationalism and clickbait outlets that are committed to providing context, nuance, and diverse perspectives.
And I think we as consumers have a role to play in supporting those outlets, right? With our attention, our subscriptions, our voices, we can choose to reward those who are doing good work and hold accountable those who are spreading misinformation or manipulating the truth.
Absolutely. We can't just sit back and be passive recipients of whatever information comes our way. We have to be active participants, demanding better from the sources we rely on and advocating for a media landscape that prioritizes truth and integrity.
So it's a multifaceted effort. It's about cultivating those individual habits of critical thinking, intellectual humility, and open-mindedness. But it's also about holding those in power accountable and supporting systems that promote truth and understanding.
Exactly. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And there will be setbacks along the way.
Yeah.
But I think the very act of engaging in this conversation, of raising awareness about the dangers of stupidity and the importance of cultivating its antidotes, is a step in the right direction.
I love that. It gives me hope because it reminds me that even in a world that can feel increasingly dominated by misinformation and division, there are people out there who are actively working to make things a little bit less stupid.
And that's something worth celebrating.
Absolutely. So to our listener, thank you for sending us on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating and thought-provoking journey, and we hope you've come away with some valuable insights and practical tools to navigate this complex world with a little more intelligence and a lot more integrity.
I second that. And remember, the journey doesn't end here. Keep asking those questions, keep challenging those assumptions, and keep cultivating that mental immunity.
Because the world needs more thoughtful, engaged, and informed people like you. Until next time, keep diving deep, friends.